What's up, Street Talks, Street Gods, Bitcoin Talks, ASMR Talks, Arkham the House? All right, some thoughts.
Right, so some quick thoughts. First and foremost, shout out to the Jefferson Home Depot's team. This place is litty like a titty. Okay, so some thoughts. First, when it comes to cars, car mods, etc., the best strategy is actually deletion, getting rid of stuff, not adding things. So the best modifications you can do to your car include debadging it, you know, getting some of the goo gone, taking off the emblems of your car, and stuff like that, right? And just wash your car and clean up the ugly stuff. Okay. And actually, pro tip, this Rust-Oleum satin protective enamel cover, it actually works insanely good. Just did it on my rims, looks good. If you want to do some funsies, this Rust-Oleum metallic finish, the bronze one, also looks pretty cool. But alas, some thoughts. So my personal predictions, I think the future of, you know, the cryptos, the bitcoins, etc., is, my personal prediction is that the bitcoins will be the new US dollar. I mean, at least in our lifetimes and probably our kids' lifetimes, USD dollars will still be very valuable. I kind of like Nassim Taleb's thoughts on the US dollar, why it is still, I mean, relevant and good. And also, it's good to be American because it feels good to be American because the US dollar, US military, we got the biggest stick, and therefore, and nobody finna be accepting no Chinese yuan. I think the US military is at least 1,000x, 10,000x, 10,000x times superior and more lethal than PRC China. So yeah, essentially Americans, we don't got nothing to worry about. Yeah, so what to do about things? I mean, therefore, as a generalized thought, matte black tool crest. Yeah, just get this instead of a stand desk. You put all your, like, you put your keyboard here, put your laptop here. Love the Home Depots. And actually, the truth of the matter is, do you know how real wealth is created? Construction. Yeah, look at this. This would be adjustable height. This would be a good thing. This Husky brand is pretty good. So the reason why I find this interesting is that, yeah, Home Depot is, I love Home Depot. I'm gonna die inside of Home Depot. This tool backpack from Husky looks pretty good. I think the reason why the future looks so promising for Bitcoin, you know, full node operators, etc., is first and foremost, like, I mean, if you think about it, right? So read Fernandino Galliani's On Money. There's a PDF online. Essentially, money is technology. It's not really, I mean, it represents something, but it, like, money itself doesn't have intrinsic values, especially when it comes to you know, the thing in itself. Like, things which do have intrinsic value include gold, maybe silver, but nobody cares for silver, right? All these tapes. Tape is good. Kind of digging this white tape. I just use what you got. This is interesting. So, is it a blue duct tape, or is this the multi-stages, multi-use? Also a good thing with blogging, using the Home Depot's is got the free Wi-Fi's, and you could just blog directly from here. Right, so you could download the whole Bitcoin Core offline directly to your lappy. Only 500 gigs, and that's pretty amazing. I think, just some personal thought. So sometimes the best motivators in life is the things that make you angriest. So for example, things which I hate. I hate the banks. JP Morgan effing sucks. And I mean, you know, Bitcoin, it's not the world's best solution to things, but at least one of the things that's good with the Bitcoins is that, like, it's traceable, it's immutable, you can't destroy it. It's infinitely fractionable, like you could put, you know, you could transfer 0.0001% of the Bitcoins. It's still, I think, like JP Morgan Chase did it, it's like, why is it that I just want to send, you know, $125,000, which is like technically not even that much money, right? And then I like rerouted to the Philippines at least 3 or 4 times. It took me like goddamn 2 weeks to get the phone approval to send my own goddamn money, right? So, F the banks. You know, I mean, it's still good to have Visa and, you know, this, because I mean, I do think that this is where I'm really big into Coinbase, is that like it's essentially like the PayPal for crypto. And like, I'm not one of these like weirdo, you know, crypto anarchists. Oh, I don't want to pay my taxes to go F off to Puerto Rico or something. So we got to make the IRS sexy. Let's make the IRS sexy again. Internal revenue. IRS. Internal revenue source, I think, right? So first of all, IRS.gov, you're watching this.
All
right,
man.
Up, like, scroll to the bottom, update the social media links. Like, why do you still have a Twitter icon? It's x.com now, right? So update that. And I think the funny thing with us Americans is that, like, everyone's trying to dodge the taxes. Like, you don't want to pay the tax. Like, you got to make people proud of paying their taxes. Like, for me, you know, I'm a sole proprietor, you know, self-employed entrepreneur, right? And, like, I'm very happy to pay my... Because, like, simple things like... Do you like having parks? Do you like having public roads and stuff like that, right? And like a lot of the mistake that a lot of libertarians make is that like, oh, I just done did it myself. I'm like, yeah, but did you go to school? Did you drive on a public road? Yeah, you probably like those stuff, right? So having some sort of internal revenue source or resource or, you know, center is critical to a good society. If you want protection of public property, private property, you definitely want the cops, you want the police. Anyone who's anti-police, I'm like, he's just ignorant. I love the cops. I love the police. Shout out to the police. I love the popos. Shout out to my, you know, Mr. Miyagi mentor Greg Lowe. He used to be the chief of the Oakland PD, and I have nothing but respect for the cops. especially how they helped me with my own personal life tragedy story, etc. So no hate, only love. So I think one of the big issues, man, like this scam, like all these goddamn Call of Duty Zero Sugar, my ass is like fucking full of all this fake sugar shit, right? Look at this, right? Sucralose, yeah. Nothing was sucralose good. So, people is dumb. Even they say Zero Ultra, my ass. Like, yeah, look at these fat guys. You don't want to be, look at this guy's got a double chin. Don't trust these guys. Okay, so even look at these things, right? Don't trust this. Just drink black coffee. It's like sucralose. Yeah, don't trust no sucralose. And look, it still has carbohydrates, which make you fat. People don't actually. Even sugar-free Red Bull. Right? It's like, look at this shit, right? It's baking. Why they put baking soda in your colors? Yeah, not good. Not good. So like simple things, moms living in Korea, South Korea, it's like, why do you have to go to the bank to send a wire transfer? And the SWIFT code did, it's like so fragmented, right? So even Sergey Nazarov, and rumors say that he's actually, you know, Satoshi himself, probably 99.9% true, false, but you know, the guy's obviously a genius and a visionary, which is good. I think Sergey Nazarov might be the only visionary in all of crypto land. Right? Only real human being who's a visionary. Even Eric Schmidt likes him. Actually, Eric Schmidt is so interesting because he's like probably one of the most underrated tech giants that nobody knows of. But yeah, he knows what he's talking about. So Eric Schmidt is good. And yeah, he's probably invested. Yeah, like, I mean, price of Bitcoin will go up, gonna go down, right? So, like, you know, I don't know, right? But certain things I feel pretty certain about is, I feel pretty certain that Bitcoin will never go to $0.00, right? Also, some things I've seen on Twitter in the past, that it is like, what is one Bitcoin worth? One Bitcoin. And technically, you think about it, Bitcoin ain't worth quote-unquote nothing, right? Like, it's, you know, it's just ones and zeros in the blockchain and the machine. But I think the reason why people like it is Bitcoin is sexy. It has a good marketing thing going for it. And even Jackson Warren, one of my students from my New York workshop a few years back, inventor of the first Bitcoin ATM in Vancouver almost a decade ago. Yeah, I mean, looked like he was right. And the funny thing is with these predictions and speculations, right? It don't matter if you're right or wrong or whatever. It's like nobody cares, right? I think what's actually more important is, you know, is the joy of speculation is to speculate on things and to make personal predictions. Not because you want to become super rich, right? Because, I mean, it's pretty easy to get rich and making money is actually pretty easy. I think what's more important, more difficult is having the philosophical underpinnings behind things and figuring out the relevance or the, you know, why it all matters and essentially what you want to do with your life. Even my friend Abe, right? He's like, ultimately, like, what do you really want, right? And he said that he wanted to make like a website, blog, essentially become some sort of visionary, right? And some sort of, how did he phrase? He phrased it like a thought leader. Good idea, right? And the good thing with being a thought leader is... Okay, so another thing I'm trying to design, right? I'm trying to create a really good toilet, right? So... Wait, this looks pretty good. Kohler Gleam Skirt Toilet. Okay, you see that on the side? You can just easily wipe that shit, right? It's... Yeah, this... Yeah, smooth sides, easier to clean. That's super... Oh, wait, toilet's only $20 to $30. Toilet. I wanna... So my next entrepreneurial idea is I wanna design a good-ass toilet. It's like... even Kanye's like, automatic toilet, right? So having a good-ass toilet is actually... Probably one of the most, wow, it's saw this in 10 minutes, huh? All right, let's create some of these things look good. 20 cars, matte black. Even these towel racks, right? Look at those curved edges. Moen, those look super, super fine. Yeah, actually these things, people don't think they're important, but they're super critical because you look at them all day. I kind of like the matte black look. It might, nobody knows if it's gonna stay in vogue, but alas, we'll check it out. Wow, even the bespoke Samsung. what color fridge do you want? Sunrise yellow glass is super fire. Ooh, pink glass. Yo, imagine you like a stunt, $1,800, you pull up. Actually, this is bad, right? Look, you open up the fridge, right? You gotta pull down here. Are you trying to open here? It's like, you gotta open up. Nope. nothing to do it, right? So this is where figuring out things with your hands is actually super, super intelligence. I guess handles are good. Life's good. Becoming a thought leader seems to be the ultimate. Ooh, kind of like this. Make that cafe. Ooh, look at this. Got the gold finishings. You feel so gangster, right? Actually, the funny thing too is maybe the best thing to do is have a nice ass apartment or something, right? And you'd be like stunned and just kind of like have people come over your crib and just show off your stuff that way. Go to Home Depot. Yeah, actually, I feel like Google, no more Google office. I got my own tech incubator here at the Home Depots, and also the, yeah, that's kind of nice, the Stonehaven Granite Glacier Bay, that little cutting board, the matte black. Figure it out. Don't worry, guys, I'll figure this all out for us. So becoming a thought leader, and you know, once you're a crypto trillionaire, then what? Then it's just entrepreneurship, sharing your funny ideas, not taking it too seriously. Okay, have one of these in the apartment. Surprisingly, kind of works good, kind of doesn't. Only $2,000 all in one. This is a pro tip. This thing effing gets clogged here, so you can open this bad boy. You have to actually unclip this. Yeah, this thing often gets jammed. I'm just recording this on an iPad Pro, it's ultra wide. Had some issues with this in the past. So actually maintenance for this is a pain in the butt. However, it's a safe space saving in the future, right? Whatevs. Some simple, practical, pragmatic solutions include, yeah, in terms of all the colors, I kind of like the yellow and the lime. Soft boiled color is pretty nice. Colors are good. Yeah, into this. Turner's yellow, Yukon gold. Nice colors. Paint runs the future. And also the hard thing too is when the quote-unquote price of Bitcoin's going up or down, right? Because it's pegged to the US dollar more or less, it's difficult to ascertain whether the high price of Bitcoin means, or the higher the low price of Bitcoin is. Like, is that because the power of the US dollar is higher or lower? Or is that because the power of Bitcoin is higher or lower? It's a little bit difficult to ascertain, but it's still good to have US dollars and Bitcoins, you know, stuff like that. Oh yeah, so anyways, what I find super interesting is because now you got Coinbase, the Visa debit card that's linked to your Coinbase crypto account. You could use that to pay rent. You could use that to withdraw monies. You could use that to pay groceries at the Costco's. It's finally here. It's finally arrived that you could actually use crypto for real life things. This is also where Chainlink is interesting to me because it still is an interesting link between the traditional and the new school. Because like, you know, unfortunately, people still gonna use credit cards, Visa cards. Like, it's just easier. People kind of get it, right? Debit cards are good because you're actually using money that you do. What is the future of paper monies? I mean, it's kind of always gonna be here, but Americans hate coins. They hate change. They're changeophobic. I personally don't like change either, but I'm trying to pay more with cash instead. It's a good strategy. But moral of the story, buy Chainlink, buy Bitcoin. Stop buying those dollars.